I got a call from the school's automated system, and the first thing it says is there's been an incident, and you don't really hear anything after that.
They don't describe the incident, obviously.
No. After that, they, you know, continue to say that everybody's okay and safe, but once you hear that incident, it's not, you know, there's over 700 kids in this school. How do you know my child's safe?
So you were immediately out the door?
Immediately. I didn't even finish listening to the message. I just hung up the phone and took off to his school.
And then what happened?
By time I had gotten there, I guess by time they had even sent the message out to the parents, everything was already contained, and they were letting parents take the kids out of the school, and they went through the safety measures of, you know, checking IDs and calling the kids down separately and whatnot. It's just disturbing that, you know, in middle school, your kids aren't safe anymore.
Oh, I can imagine. So, the incident happened around 9:50, we think. What time did you get the call? Do you remember?
I probably didn't get the call till 11.
Were there a lot of other parents there as well?
Oh, it was packed. It was, everybody was there pulling their kids out, and on the same kick that I am for homeschooling. Like, you can't make sure your kids are safe unless they're at home, and it's just, that's not fair to the children as well.
Let's talk about that. You have a 12-year-old son at Stemmer's Run?
Yes, I do.
And do you have other children in other Baltimore County public schools?
I do. I have two in elementary school and one that's not in school yet, so.
And so after the shooting at Perry Hall, I had read that this was going through your mind already. You had concerns.
Yes, I've been actually looking into the homeschooling. I know in Baltimore it's a big rigmarole to go through. It's very hard to be allowed to do homeschooling, and there's a lot of stipulations with it. And, you know, not that I want to do homeschooling. I believe that children need their, you know, they need their friends, and they need to learn how to acclimate themselves to the public. But you got to do what you got to do to protect your children.
Is this more than just a passing thought for you?
No, I don't know. My kids beg me not to pull them out of school. My son, even today when I got him in the car, he doesn't want me to pull him out of school.
Yeah, I'd like to hear how he reacted today.
He was pretty good. They'd school did not let the kids know what was going on. He only heard from other kids passing in the hallway when they were coming out. And he was a little upset that, you know, the school didn't let him know. And I tried to explain to him that if the school would have let the kids know, it would have been a mess. Kids would have been running around all over the place, scared, and, you know, so he was okay. When we got home, he kind of got a little upset, you know, and started, he doesn't understand why kids do it. My children are very, I teach my children a lot. We're a former military family, and we own guns, but we also have them safely put away where our children cannot get to them. And my son, even, you know, we take my kids shooting, we teach them gun safety because things have changed so much since, you know, I was a kid. Kids didn't, you know, kids fought when we were younger. They didn't bring weapons to school. And, you know, so my children know the dangers of guns. And he's just like, Mommy, I don't, you know, he's only 13. I don't understand why at 13 years old life is so hard that you have to bring a gun to school.
Did he know the boy? And I'm not going to ask you to name him if he did.
No, he didn't. He doesn't know. My son's only in seventh grade, so he doesn't know the child that did it, or else it hasn't been released and he knows. Because, like I said, he didn't know what happened until I picked him up.
So have you, threatened is the bad word, but have you told him you're seriously thinking about pulling him out?
Yes, I did. As soon as we got there. And the only reason I didn't take him out today is because it was chaotic. You couldn't even get to the office. And
Chastity,
you know,
is he going to school tomorrow?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know that it wasn't the school's fault. You know, I don't blame the school system for anything that happened, obviously. But I need to know that my child is going to be safe. He's my world.
Would you feel better in knowing that they would be implementing some new safety measures? Would that help you?
Yes, it would. It's a shame that you have to look at middle school that way, but it would help me to know that. I mean, I know they already have a cop at their school, and I don't see the reason you need a cop at a middle school. But now, you know, like I always got kind of upset. Like, I don't know if I want my son to go to this school if you have to have a cop there, but now I thank God for it.
How would you describe Stemmer's Run?
It's a good school. My son's been going there for 2 years now, and I like the teachers, and I like the way they get together, and they inform the parents of everything, and I've never had a problem with with that school in general. You know, it's just the safety of my child comes first. So
All right.
If so be it, if I got to pull them out of school, then I'll pull them out of school.
All right.